This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. Senate has approved a bipartisan gun violence bill. The vote late Thursday clears the way for expected House passage Friday of what will be Congress's most far-reaching response in decades to the nation's run of brutal mass shootings. Republicans have long derailed Democratic efforts to curb firearms, but after last month's mass shootings in Buffalo, New York, and Uvalde, Texas, Democrats and some Republicans decided that congressional inaction was untenable. It took nearly a month of closed-door talks, but a group of senators from both parties emerged with a compromise embodying incremental but impactful movement. Well, gun groups are celebrating the U.S. Supreme Court ruling Thursday that expands gun rights. We get more on that part of the story from the AP's Shelley Adler.
While many gun safety experts feel the ruling will make the country less safe, Eric Pratt, who's the senior vice president of Virginia-based Gun Owners of America, totally disagrees.
This will make a difference in our schools. This will make a difference in supermarkets like the one in Buffalo. This will make a huge difference allowing people who are law-abiding to be able to protect themselves.
That's not the sentiment of New York City Mayor Eric Adams.
We cannot allow New York to become the Wild Wild West.
I'm Shelley Adler.
COVID vaccines prevented nearly 20 million deaths in the first year after they were introduced. According to the first large modeling study on the topic released Friday, the study published by the Lancet Infectious Diseases is based on data from 185 countries and territories collected from December of 2020 to December of last year. Via remote, this is VOA News. The House panel investigating the Capitol riot turned its focus to Donald Trump's pressure on the Justice Department to look at his election fraud claims. We get more on that story from AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The revelation came just before the January 6 panel's latest hearing, in which Jeffrey Clark's role in the lead-up to the Capitol riot was expected to be prominently featured. A person familiar with the matter says agents searched Clark's Virginia home this week, though the reason why was not immediately clear. Clark was the Justice Department's civil rights chief and indicated he wanted to champion Donald Trump's bogus fraud claims. Trump considered having Clark replace Acting Attorney General Jeff Rosen and backed off only after other senior officials said they'd resign if he followed through. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ukrainian forces will retreat from Severodonetsk in the face of brutal Russian offensive that is reducing the battleground city to rubble, according to a senior Ukrainian official on Friday. The news came shortly after the European Union made a strong show of support for Ukraine, granting the former Soviet Republic candidate status, although there is still a long path ahead to membership. Capturing Severodonetsk in the Donbas region has become a key goal of the Russians as they focus their offensive on eastern Ukraine after being repelled from Kyiv following the February invasion. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un doubled down on his nuclear arms buildup in the face of hostile forces as he wrapped up a key military meeting in the capital Pyongyang, where officials approved unspecified new operational duties for frontline army units. State media members said of the ruling Workers' Party Central Mission Commission, military commission that is, decided to supplement an important military action plan. North Korea hasn't specified the new operational plans for frontline units, but analysts say the country could be planning to deploy battlefield nuclear weapons targeting rival South Korea along the tense border. And British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and his ruling Conservatives suffered two crushing parliamentary by-election defeats Friday, including an end seat of the Southwest England area previously held by the party for more than a century. For more news, please join us at our website, that is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.